News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Mr. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer. That's the other side of the glass. And Matt Catrillo's in the newsroom enjoying breakfast. He'll get back to Clackety Clackett in a moment. He's posting new numbers about the PPL outages. PPL still has thousands of outages to take care of in the central Susquehanna Valley. In the studio today, we have three members of the cast of Bye Bye Birdie here. This is the performance that is coming up this weekend at Lewisburg, and it looks like it's going to be a fabulous play. Of course, it's a classic play of all time, and we have Conrad Birdie is here, so we have a great some great members of the cast is here. Pete Marara is here. He's from Lewisburg, and he plays Conrad Birdie in the play, so welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Get even closer to that mic if it is feasibly possible. So, good morning.
Good morning.
There we go. Now we're cooking. All right. And Nick Jacobson is back. He plays Albert Peterson in the play. That's the producer that's trying to pull off this Sullivan Show appearance. If you remember the play, I just remember a few sentences about what it was all about. But welcome aboard, Nick. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
I really do appreciate it. And Abby Carney is here. She plays Rosie in the play. She's got a romantic interest throughout the play, as I have vague recollections, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, fantastic. All right, well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, sure, I do appreciate you coming in. All right, let's get the beginning out of the way first. Bye Bye Birdie's on stage this weekend. Nick, when is the play? What are the times, and where is it?
So, the play is this Friday and Saturday, March 1st and 2nd, at 7 p.m., and there is a 2 p.m. matinee on Saturday.
All right.
So there are three shows, 7 p.m. on the 1st and 2nd, and a 2 p.m. matinee on the 2nd.
All right, fantastic. And that's at the new Lewisburg High School.
That's 545 Newman Road, Lewisburg, Pennsylvania.
Just go out Newman Road and look for the Taj Mahal, and there you go. Okay. Fabulous
yep.
school. Yeah, I've been in it a couple of times. It's really something. All right, so Bye Bye Birdie. What can we say about this? Let's start with Pete. What's the general theme of Bye Bye Birdie, if folks don't remember this
play? So pretty much Bye Bye Birdie is a satire on Elvis going into the army, and just since he was such a cultural phenomenon, just people, the youth of America reacting, and just everyone that was reacting to him leaving, because that would be like
drafting Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Like someone just in like LeBron James now. Like it's the same thing, and it's really cool to see that and how it really impacted people back then.
Right, as I recall, and again, I haven't seen it in years, but people were irritated that they would, why on earth would you draft Elvis Presley? You know, he's got to stay here and sing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And keep the women of America happy.
Certainly, I end up rather irritated. $50,000 into a guarantee, which I can no longer afford.
Well, yeah, okay, so Albert Peterson is the producer, and again, my vague recollection is that he's trying to finagle a deal to get Conrad to kiss a girl goodbye on the Sullivan Show so that he has a symbolic send-off, right?
Yeah, it's one final publicity stunt to sort of shore up all of my debts. Idea credit goes to Rosie.
Okay.
Yes.
Set this up better than I did, please.
Sure. So I've been in this relationship. Rosie has been in this relationship with Albert for 8 years, but she finally wants him to be able to settle down and go back to college to become an English teacher. So to do this, she kind of comes up with this idea for Albert to write this one final song as the publicity stunt and to have it televised, where he sings this on national television and then at the very end kisses one lucky fan. And so we randomly pick this girl, Kim McAfee, and so they have to kiss on national television But yeah.
So. All right. Well, fantastic. Now, we can do a scene with you in it. We're going to run some lines, okay? We can do a scene with you in it. Who are you going to be addressing in this?
I'll be addressing Albert.
Okay, Albert. Are you ready? This is your girlfriend talking now. This is important.
That's a little far for me, Mark. It's only been 8 years.
Yeah. Oh, my guess is that how long it's been?
It has. It's been a long time.
What an engagement. Okay. Well, fabulous. Okay. Well, please, what part of the play are you doing here?
So this will be right from the beginning of the play, so you can get a little taste of the opening. Oh, Rosie, thank God you've come. This is the end of Almelu Music Corporation. Conrad Birdie is going into the army.
And your faithful secretary is hereby submitting her resignation.
Huh?
I just dropped in to say goodbye, Albert, darling. Lots of luck.
Rosie, you can't leave. Not today of all days. My pills. Where are my pills? The little white ones I take when I'm overwrought.
Here.
Not so much. Break it in half.
You are 33 years old, Albert. You can take a whole aspirin.
I am not 33. I'm a long way from 33. I won't be 33 until tomorrow. Water!
It's no use, Albert. My mind's made up. I've been with Almelu for 8 years now, and as you well know, I've been a lot more than just a secretary to you.
Rose, those were moments of madness.
Well, between the moments of madness and the office, I've put in a good 90-hour week. And for what? A $5 raise in 1954 and a bottle of Arpège last Christmas.
Promise her anything, Rose, but give her Arpège.
Yeah, but not a 16th of an ounce. Besides, I want something more than that.
And if you want to hear more,
oh, you have to go. Okay, so this weekend, 7 p.m., Friday and Saturday at the Lewisburg High School, and Saturday, the matinee at 2 p.m. All right. Well, I'm intrigued, so let's advance to Act 2. Now, at this point, Conrad has done a performance on The Sullivan Show, and the kiss happened, right?
Yes.
But
yeah.
Then what happens afterward?
Well, I don't want to spoil it about the kiss. You're going to have to come and
okay,
see.
Okay, so the kiss may have happened. I don't recall.
May or may not.
But you've disclosed that someone is selected for the kiss, but we just don't know. But we do know that at some point things fall apart.
Yeah.
Suffice it to say, there's a lot of tension by Act 2, Scene 2.
Okay. Act 2, Scene 2, back up 1 inch from the lines, because you guys are projecting like you're right on stage, so you're kind of overwhelming those mics, but that's fantastic. Okay, so Act 2, Scene 2, go.
I don't know who he thinks he is. He knows how much this means to me. Conrad!
Take it easy. I'm coming. And before you start hollering, Albert, I just want you to know what made up my mind. I'm tired of getting up at 11 every morning. Having people watch me when I eat and letting kids poke me in the eye. I want to have some fun. Go out. Meet a couple of chicks. Don't you understand, Albert? I am tense.
Well, don't just stand there, Mama. Do something.
Man, I hope I never get that tense. Now, look, buddy boy. This is my last free night before going to the army, and I am going out.
You can't go out without my permission. It's in your contract. Mama, get the Never mind. I'll get it myself. Conrad, you stay right here.
And that's your Elvis, huh?
Yeah. And I sing like Elvis also.
Okay. And
attempt to.
It's a sight to behold.
I'm sure it is. So, tell me about doing this play. How is it? I mean, it's kind of a throwback, but really, it's sort of some timely messages about, you know, hope and goodbyes and of course what the populace really wants in America.
Yeah, definitely.
How's acting in this play?
It's a lot of fun. I mean, initially when I thought I had to do an Elvis impersonation, I was like, there's no way I can do this just because he's the king and it's hard to live up to Elvis and what he did. But then I started watching like videos of him and then I really got into the character. So, yeah.
And you got an Elvis haircut?
Yeah. I attempt, yeah. Yesterday, actually.
Well, it looks like with some gel, you could have it. You could have it. Nick, tell me about this play. Does this remind you of anything in this day and age?
I mean,
everybody, certainly at least Albert in the play, is sort of like he's in his 30s. His life has sort of gotten off to a start, but it's not totally the start that he was hoping for. He was going to NYU to become an English teacher, and then he wrote this hit song for Conrad, and things sort of got derailed. And he finds himself 8 years later, still sort of struggling to find his place in the world. And I think that speaks to a lot of people, but in the 1958, but also today, who are sort of trying to figure out how they are going to live in this world and how they're going to build a life and who they want to spend it with. And
well, sure, and follow their new dream.
That's
maybe
right.
Not more, one that's kind of laid out. Yeah. Do you agree with that? Maybe we're following a new dream.
Yeah, I do agree with that, and I feel like in the musical, my part, she also kind of hasn't gotten that start that she really wants, and so she's willing to come up with this bold, crazy idea to try and make all of her dreams come true. And I kind of connect that to my life because as I'm heading off to college in a few months, I hope to attempt to make my dreams come true with bold and crazy ideas.
You got a stunt in mind when you get to school? Where are you going to school?
I'm actually not sure yet. I'm still waiting to hear back from a few schools, and then I'll make my decision. So.
Okay. But when the time comes, if stunts are necessary to advance the life and times of young Abby, you'll be willing and...
Yes, I will.
You'll pull the strings on that and make
that
happen.
Go home, right?
Well, that's it. Okay. And tell me about acting on stage. You're in this character. You're sucked in. You're thinking you're Elvis, but of course they gave you a different name, Conrad Birdie.
Yeah.
What's going through your mind when you're acting?
So there's a lot of small nuances I do when I act. So mainly it's just popping the collar. There's slicking my hair back. So pretty much I just think about that, I think. And there's also a few air thrusts trying to keep this. I mean, we just derailed from PG here, but there's a few air thrusts because, I mean, Elvis was, like, the ladies loved Elvis. So I just try to think of how Elvis would act around the population, and that just kind of determines, like, he's always looking for fun. He's never sad or, like, he just wants to live.
Is this a stretch for Pete to be so girl-oriented? Nick, you answer that.
I think
that
Peter handles himself very, very well on the stage.
Okay.
All the time.
What do you think, Abby? Is this a typecasting here? All right.
Oh my goodness.
So, Nick, when you're acting, what are you thinking about? You're a pretty active student, so you got a lot to think about any given time. But now immerse yourself. All of a sudden, you're Albert and you're going through the scenes. What are you thinking?
I mean, I think it's certainly when I'm acting, it's all about everybody else on stage, that it's impossible to become Albert without all of the people in Albert's life. And certainly being on stage with Abby when she's Rosie makes it all very easy to sort of get into Albert and looking at Conrad, my craft that I've devoted the past 8 years to, certainly brings out the Albert within me and makes it a lot easier. So I think it's all about the people who you're on stage with.
I love watching remodeling
and
house flipping TV shows, but I always wondered where...
And building a narrative.
All right, and this is an opportunity for you to sort of become someone else, Abby, but at the same time, you're not just becoming someone else, you are forced to stay totally immersed the whole time. Otherwise, you won't be there,
right?
You know, for Albert or anyone else, or Conrad. How describe that feeling.
Yeah, it's definitely a role that you have to definitely, like, watch yourself and stay immersed the entire time, but it makes it easy to go off of the people that are on stage with you, especially people that, you know, you've gone through all 4 years of high school on stage with. I've been with these guys all 4 years on stage, and I've actually known Nick since kindergarten, so the chemistry's definitely there because we've built that friendship up from kindergarten on up. So they definitely make it easy to help stay in the role. So they're great guys to work with.
Mm. Well, you guys,
you too, Abby.
You guys are doing great on this show, but unfortunately, I'm getting the hook. It's time for me to progress. But we do have the big dig into state and local news coming up, and AccuWeather and sports is on the way. But I'll give you the last word, Nick. Anything to add for the good of our order today, please?
Yeah, come see the show March 1st and 2nd, 7 p.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturday. Thanks so much for having us, Mark.
Yeah, bye-bye, Birdie. That's Nick Jacobson. Of course, now we have done the full cycle. We started out interviewing you, and then we talked to your mom at some point, your dad, and we've interviewed your sister at one point as well. So we got the whole Jacobson family. Abby, you'll have to bring your family in one by one for different causes and purposes and opportunities.
Great.
With you, Pete Marrara, Abby Carney, and Nick Jacobson on WDKOK Sunrise. Thank you all so much for coming in today.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.